Standing at about 6'1", 164 pounds, you know, I don't really think that's too short, you know.
At the Shot Clock Podcast with JC Cruz.
Hello there, and welcome or welcome back to the At the Shot Clock Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I'm JC Cruz. This podcast talks about NBA news related stuff and other stuff also revolving around the NBA. But if you return back from the episodes that were previously aired, welcome, you know. Whether you're listening in the comfort of your own home or outside, you know, taking a walk, on the go, or even at your closest restaurant or cafe, I hope you guys are keeping safe and warm. Right now it's currently like 2 degrees, still a bit cold, but you know, the weather is getting better and at least there's no snow on the ground, so that's all I'm happy about. Today I say we talk about NBA news because today we are actually fortunate enough to have a very special guest with us.
Hey, yeah, I'll just introduce myself real quick.
Hey, yeah, bro, for sure, go ahead.
Hi everyone, my name is Jed Gajitos and JC's been a close friend of mine for over 10 years now, so that's awesome. Our friendship is still going strong. I'm happy and thankful for that. And I've been following ball for quite a while now. I would say give or take 10 years now, so that kind of makes me feel old. Yeah, I am a Toronto Raptors fan. My main team is the Raptors. However, I have been following, in recent years, other teams and other players around the league. So overall, I would say I'm a league-wide fan, just a fan of the NBA in general. If I were to shout out my favorite player, it has to be Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. I am sad to see him leave Toronto, but I am wishing him all the best success in Indiana. And that's just a bit about me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Clap it up for Jed. It's great to have you here with us today, Jed.
Yeah, no worries. Of course. You know what? Admittedly, when I first heard you were going to film a podcast, I kind of wanted to be a guest, so it kind of worked out perfectly. So yeah, I'm honored to be the first official guest at the Shot Clock. And yeah, let's have a good podcast. Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, so let's get this episode underway. I'll go first, if that's okay with you, Jed.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. So the first person that we're going to be talking about on our list, some may call him Wonder Boy. Others as well call him Luka Magic.
Hey, Luka Magic.
You know, number 77 on the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic.
It's a loose ball, and Luka picks it up. Some Luka Magic!
Now, after playing for a couple of years in Real Madrid in the Liga ACB, he was selected third overall by the Atlanta Hawks in the 2018 draft. But he later got traded to the Atlanta Hawks for Trae Young and a future first-round pick in 2019. You know, now entering the 2018 NBA draft, he was widely seen as one of the best and most accomplished European prospects of his generation. Even an anonymous NBA veteran scouting executive said that his game was really leap years above anyone in his draft class. So that's got to say something, you know?
Yeah.
He really said as well, he also went on to say that scoring in the NBA is quite easier just because of the different rules and the amount of space that he has, the amount of time as well. So he really found it easy to score in the NBA compared to European leagues. Now, Doncic is very versatile on the offensive end, displaying proficiency in shooting three-pointers, mid-range jump shots, floaters, and shots in the post as well. And he has incredible basketball IQ and has good intangibles and skills that have been considered his primary assets. And he is seen as an elite facilitator, especially on the pick and roll. Now, Doncic has frequently been described as a positionless guard with attributes of a point guard, shooting guard, and a small forward all combined in one. Standing at about 6'7" and weighing 230 pounds, he has been really praised for his exceptional size and strength for the guard position. Now, his signature moment would have to be during December 27, 2022, when the Dallas Mavericks went up against the New York Knicks, and he scored 60 points with 21 rebounds and 10 assists, claiming the victory against the New York Knicks during overtime. Now, he is now still currently a very versatile and an extraordinary player to watch in the NBA, given that just a few days ago, he scored 73 points against the Hawks so effortlessly. And I would say that if he continues to play at a high level, he is definitely going to be one, if not already, of the new faces of this NBA's generation. Now, how about you, Jed? Who do you have?
Well, JC, hi, I got a guy for you. Although the NBA is full of stars from our neighbors down south, the US, how about we show some love to a superstar that was born here in Canada? Of course, I'm talking about SGA himself, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
SGA, probing, piercing, spinning, hanging for the lead, and SGA knocks it down! With just under a second to go!
Originally drafted by the LA Clippers in 2018, Shai was part of that huge blockbuster trade between the Clippers and the Thunder, which sent PG-13 to the LA Clippers alongside Kawhi. I'm kind of still sad that Kawhi left Toronto, but hopefully I can move on. In return, the Thunder received a whole bunch of draft picks. Sam Presti does love his picks.
Yes, sir.
Danilo Gallinari, and of course, Shai himself. And although they had only CP3 for 1 year, they figured that Shai was going to be that new successor to CP3, essentially. He was going to lead that Thunder team in the future, and that's exactly what they did. Fast forward a couple years, Shai is now the leader of a young upstart OKC team who's looking to make their mark this season. He's also in the mix for this season's MVP with averages of 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals a game. And he's proving to be one of the premier point guards in the league right now. Not gonna lie, man's nice with it. His ability to score on all three levels. He's really shifty when he dribbles, really crafty. I like that. And he has a nice mid-range game, showing that you can still dominate the game without chucking a whole bunch of threes. In my eyes, I can see Shai leading this OKC team to be a perennial playoff team alongside Chet, J-Dub, and fellow Canadian Lou Dort. And I'm excited to see what Shai has in the future, and wishing him all well as a fellow Canadian myself. JC, back to you.
Thank you, Jed. Shai is a hell of a player. He really is. Next on my list, I have Mr. JT, number 0 for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum.
7 points with 6:45 remaining. Tatum drives down. It's rolled it down! Wow!
That's Deuce's father,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Deuce's father. Now, since entering the NBA in 2017, he has quickly emerged as one of the league's brightest young stars, just like Luka. His combination of scoring, versatility, and work ethic has really captured the attention of basketball fans even across the globe, while also solidifying his status as a cornerstone of the Boston Celtics' future. You know, from the beginning of his NBA career, Tatum made it clear that he was more than ready for the challenge. As a rookie, Tatum played a significant role in the Celtics' surprising run to the Eastern Conference Finals, showcasing his scoring ability and versatility on both ends of the court. Now, you know, over the next few seasons, Tatum continued to develop his game, adding new elements to his offensive arsenal and improving his overall efficiency. As his skills have evolved, so too has his role within the Boston Celtics system. Tatum has transitioned from a complementary piece to a primary scoring option and also probably a leader for the team as well. His ability to create his own shot and score from various areas on the floor has made him one of the league's most difficult matchups for opposing defenses. And you know, his step back jumper will soon become famous with the mention of his name. He has figured out his strengths and is capitalizing on them. Now, in addition to his on-court contributions, Tatum's leadership and work ethic have also had a significant influence on the Celtics culture. You would say that his commitment to improvement and team-first mentality have set the tone for the organization, inspiring his teammates to follow suit and really strive for greatness as well. He even provided fans with one of the best dunks in recent memory as he put LeBron James on a poster during Game 7. Now, for the Boston Celtics, the future is bright with Tatum at the helm, as they really look to build a team capable of competing for championships. I'd say that we are all witnessing the start of a star player's evolution to a bona fide superstar. the Boston Celtics have really found their next franchise player in Jason Tatum. Jed, who do we have next?
Now, as a Raptors fan talking about the brightest young stars in our league, I have to mention this next guy, as it's looking like he'll be the face of the Toronto Raptors for years to come. Of course, I'm talking about Scotty Barnes.
And there's a turnover! Barnes with a slam dunk! Nearing a 5 count!
Ooh, Scotty B!
Now, when Scotty was drafted back in 2021, at least from what I heard, this was considered a surprise move by many, as many thought the Raptors were going to draft Jalen Suggs, someone who is seen as the natural successor to Raptors legend Kyle Lowry, who left for Miami that same offseason. However, the Raptors ended up getting Scotty Barnes, who was kind of seen as a raw prospect. He had really good facilitating skills at his size, and he had a high defensive upside. I saw clips of him in Summer League, and it looks like he had the defensive tenacity that we needed, so I was intrigued to see how he would perform during his rookie season. And luckily for us, during his rookie season, Scotty Barnes silenced the doubters, helping the Raptors get the fifth seed in the East that year, while also earning Rookie of the Year honors over Cade Cunningham and Evan Mobley. Fast forward to now, he's in his third year now, and with the recent trade of Pascal Siakam, Scotty is now the number one option on a young, rebuilding Raptors team. In my eyes, I kind of see him as a glue guy, similar to how Draymond Green was during the Warriors dynasty. However, compared to Draymond, I believe that Scotty has a higher offensive upside than Draymond. As I've seen in games this season, his post-game has taken massive leaps, as well as his three-point shooting.
Very true.
I hope that Scotty can get multiple All-NBA and All-Star appearances in his future. And as a Raptors fan, again, that 2019 banner is getting pretty lonely. I hope that him, alongside RJ and Quickly, and the rest of this Raptors team can bring us another championship in the future.
Thank you, Jed. And yeah, Scotty Barnes is really making himself known and really becoming a fan favorite for almost every Toronto Raptors fan out there. Or if not, all Toronto Raptors fans out there, you know? Well, yeah, next on our list, I'd have to go with number 11 from the Atlanta Hawks, undersized guard, but is still very versatile on the floor. I'm talking about Trae Young.
Next season, as Young fires from way downtown and takes a bound.
Let's go, Ice Trae.
Yes, sir, Ice Trae. standing at about 6'1", 164 pounds, you know, I don't really think that's too short, you know. But I guess anyone shorter than 6'3" is short in the NBA, but it's okay. but yeah, standing at 6'1", you would think it's hard for Trae to really manage in the NBA, but Trae has embraced it. He embraced his height and even used it to his advantage. Young's most effective attribute is his ability to shoot the ball. Especially at his height, he's developed the ability to shoot the ball from range. Shooting from range gives him the space he needs to really get his shot off against bigger and tougher defenders. It also spaces the floor so that defenders can't help.
Yeah.
Besides Trae, even Steph Curry, both of them have the rare ability to really get their shot off quick without even rushing or even changing their natural shot selection. Even his ability to finish at the basket is as good as any small guard in the NBA currently. He can shoot the floater and play the glass. He also knows how to get his body into defenders and really take away their ability to block his shot, similar to Chris Paul. And not to mention that Young is an extraordinary passer. His court vision, especially at that size, is uncanny. Most players don't realize that being a capable passer is almost as important as shooting the basketball. Being willing to pass the ball keeps defenders honest by forcing them to stay glued to that person that you're guarding, in this case, Trae. With 11.3 assists per game, he is really on pace to obliterate a franchise single season record that he himself has set for himself last season. In any given game, he is capable of finishing the game with two handfuls worth of passes that, for a middle-of-the-road NBA player, might be the best pass they've ever thrown in their career. His 30-foot three-pointers both set up the team's pick-and-roll game while also spacing the floor for his teammates. And his proficiency in the high pick-and-roll game is really the engine that fuels the Hawks' offense. Now, if Trae continues to play at this high level as well, he too will also be one of the new faces of this NBA's generation, especially at his height. But yeah, that concludes. Or how about you, Jed? Do you have anyone else you can think of?
Well, JC, if it's okay with you, I actually got one more player up my sleeve. This is the youngest player on our list and the first overall pick of the 2023 NBA draft. I'm talking about the San Antonio Super Unicorn himself, Victor Wembanyama.
Ooh.
The Spurs, 33 for Young, turnover right there. Sohan goes by Young, Wembanyama with a two-handed flush.
Now, during the build-up to the 2023 draft, the hype for Wemby was, I would say, at an all-time high. It was sky-high levels of hype. Similar to how much hype was around LeBron James coming out of high school back in 2003, as both of them were labeled as once-in-a-generation players. Now, being a 7-footer with a silky outside shot, solid interior presence on both ends, and elite ball handling skills for his size, Wemby was dubbed as one of the greatest prospects of his generation. I think he's one of the greatest basketball prospects ever, but that's just me. Now, during his first 4 months with the San Antonio Spurs, Victor is currently the frontrunner for the Rookie of the Year award, posting averages of 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks a game. I'll say that the chances of him being an all-star are pretty slim considering his team's poor record, as the Spurs are currently in a rebuilding phase, and the deep talent pool of big men in the Western Conference. However, I believe that maybe in 3 years, he's going to be one of the defining faces of the league going forward. One could argue that he's even one of the faces of the league right now, considering how much of his highlights appear on my Instagram feed.
Bro, same with me. Like, I would go on my Instagram feed, and there has to be at least one or two Wemby highlight posts on my feed. Like, it's all over social media, you know?
Trust me, his highlights are crazy. Again, even though it's not been a full year for Wemby, I feel that Victor Wembanyama is on the right path for success in the league. And I'm excited to see how he evolves while playing in the league and how he handles these lofty expectations. But I'm wishing him all the best and hope he does well.
Yes, sir. We can really hope he lives up to the expectations that the media put on him, similar to LeBron's situation, you know, and look where he is now. So we can only hope, you know.
True.
But yeah, that wraps up this week's episode for the At the Shot Clock podcast. I'm your host, JC Cruz, once again, and special guest, Jed Gajitos. Jed, once again, thank you for hopping on this podcast with me, hopping on this episode with me to talk about the current NBA players that are on their way to stardom.
Yeah, no worries. It's my pleasure. Yeah, thanks again for inviting me to At the Shot Clock as your first official guest. It was really fun talking about the future of the league, and I think the league is in good hands. But yeah, thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.